It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. The 9-to-5 crime wave, costing businesses $50 billion a year, isn't about burglary. It's employee theft. From paper clips to laptops, employee theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in the United States. Why do we steal from work, and what can be done about it? Have you ever stolen anything from your office? Do you think items such as pens and pencils should be fair game in the office to take home? Where do you think we should draw the line? Are you an employer? How has your company ever dealt with internal theft, and what did you do about it? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, email ideas@wpr.org. Ryan Sanchez joins us this morning. He's a former loss prevention leader at Shopko. Ryan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, John, how you doing?
You've said that employee theft at work is getting worse. Why is that?
Well, there's a few reasons, in my opinion. One of the major ones is the hiring process. For instance, there was a manager that was hired, and within 3 months he had broken the forklift, and that was a loss of $15,000. Obviously, that's not a theft, but it still goes, against the budget, and it's essentially shrink, which is a loss to the business. So hiring better people, more qualified people, is one of the major things that I would recommend. There's also moral and ethical erosion of religious beliefs, I think. And quoting from religiousnews.com, fewer Americans that are aged 18 to 29 have no religious affiliation, and that has nearly quadrupled in the last 30 years, and I imagine that's only going to get worse. So those are a few of the reasons, or a couple of the reasons why I think it is getting worse.
I guess I came into the radio business at a time when the common joke was less than minimum wage and all the records you can steal. This isn't anything new. I mean, employee theft isn't any – this isn't something new. What is it – what's different now?
Well, it's easier to get away with. For instance, at Shopko, all of the stores are closed or closing. So they're going to have less people on the sales floor, which means there's less coverage, which means there's less of a deterrence for employees to steal, essentially. When you have more staff on the sales floor, they're not going to have the same opportunities. And because of that, it's a lot easier to steal. All you need really is two elements. You need the opportunity, and then you have to have the rationalization behind it. Like, how can I get away with stealing this?
Are certain businesses more prone than others to have employee theft?
As you were saying, it's been happening forever. I don't think one's necessarily more prone than the next. I mean, every single retail store I've seen has decent measures. Walmart, Shopko, they all have loss prevention staff. I would say if your store doesn't have an adequate camera system or people that are monitoring the situation via either camera or floor walking, then yeah, those are probably the most susceptible.
How is this theft happening? You mentioned sort of the shoplifting, just taking stuff off the shelves, but are there other ways that employees are stealing?
That's the number one way is to just walk out the front door with the item that you have. There's different ways to do it, backpacks, purses. It's usually not like the person just has the item in their hand and then they walk out, right? They have to conceal it. But there's more to shrink than theft, and that also deals with employees, right? So I mentioned the forklift thing before. There are a lot of costs to businesses, and when you combine everything, it really becomes a perfect storm for companies like Shopko to lose their business. It's just huge amounts of losses.
What about things like return fraud?
That happens a lot too, and that is where training comes into play. You really have to have your service desk, the ones that are doing the returns, do a thorough job checking the items, making sure that people aren't returning old items, and making sure everything's on the up and up. No, you know, no matter what happens, you're going to have return fraud, unfortunately.
But the fraud would be on the part of the customer returning something that they had no business returning.
Correct.
In this case, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say I buy a like a cell phone case, and I already had a cell phone case of the same variety, the exact same one. And, you know, I go to Best Buy, and I decide to pick up the same case, and I throw my old case inside of that one, making it look like new, and then I go up and try and return it.
Mm.
That would be a pretty good example of
Let's take a call here. Sarah is with us in Lake Geneva. Sarah, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Your guest had mentioned the lack of religion as a cause for demoralization and workplace theft, and he cited a religious site for that. I'm just curious what other evidence he has stating that religion is the basis of our morals, and how that, by hiring religious people, essentially, that would decrease workplace fraud.
Well, it's not just religious. It's also parenting, I believe, how you are grown up. When I was a kid, I was taught not to steal. Are parents nowadays hammering that in their head? Are they saying stealing's bad, theft is wrong, and I shouldn't do this because it's not right? It's not just religion. It's just a component of it, in my opinion.
What do you think about items like pens and pencils and paper clips? Are they fair game? Where do we draw the line of what employees can and can't take?
Well, I think they start out small. Pens and pencils might be one of the items, but a national list that I have here says razors, infant formula, designer handbags, laundry detergent, cigarettes, high-end liquor, and jewelry are the most common stolen items from February 2018, according to the National Retail Federation. I have my own store's items that I thought were the most stolen, and they were DVDs, comics, clothes, jewelry, candy, energy drinks, medicine, and health items. I find that people usually graduate from food or candy or energy drinks, and then they start stealing the higher end things, the DVDs, the clothes, the jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes is theft motivated by somebody who feels underappreciated, or they don't think they're making enough money, and so they feel like they're just getting their due from their employer?
I would say that's definitely true. When you hire someone at minimum wage, maybe in their brain, they aren't getting a fair shake. And to get that fair shake, maybe they are stealing for that reason.
We're talking about theft in the workplace with Ryan Sanchez. He is a former loss prevention leader at Shopko. Have you ever debated stealing something from work? If you decided not to, why did you change your mind? Were you afraid you were going to get caught? And what did you think would happen if you got caught? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org. Weigh in on our conversation about employee theft. It's $50 billion worth of shrink to the American retail industry, which is, industry, and not just retail, but everywhere, represents a pretty big number. What do you think about it? 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Employee theft is one of the fastest growing crime categories in the U.S. $50 billion going right out the back door every year. We're discussing why this is happening and what can be done about it. Do you work at a company that has surveillance cameras? How do you feel about it? Do you find it's necessary to monitor theft, or do you think it's an invasion of privacy? Have you ever seen a coworker steal an item from work? What did they take, and did you report it? Why or why not? Do you work in security or loss and prevention? Do you see a lot of employee theft? What items are the most popular to steal? We're talking about this with Ryan Sanchez, former loss prevention leader at Shopko. You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Michael is with us in Milwaukee. Michael, you're on the morning show. Go ahead.
Hi. I've worked in an office environment for, 30 years at various manufacturing businesses. I did work in the service industry and retail many years ago. And I've not seen, a great deal of employee theft. I mean, we had some people stealing wallets and purses, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and that was an isolated incident. But I don't see people just, at least in the office environment, trying to steal any way they can, anytime they can. In retail it may be different, but office environment, I've just not seen any uptick or any problem with it, frankly.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for your call. Let's go right to Cheryl in La Crosse next. Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. I just wanted to note that I used to work at a Shopko many, many years ago, back when things were priced, the checkout girls used the price sticker as opposed to barcodes. And the Shopko I worked at had a manager who was fired for pricing things on clearance that weren't and then purchasing them herself. And I know things are a little bit different now with barcodes, but I do still think with certain levels of management and supervisors having override capabilities, that certainly is a potential place for theft.
Cheryl, thanks so much for that. What do you think, what are the some ways that employers can prevent theft like this in the workplace?
Well, a manager should be the first priority on hiring adequately, making sure that doesn't happen. I have seen that myself even, so Cheryl is correct. There are some price switches. I've seen that more on the customer end, though, and not the employee end. Not to say it doesn't happen, but definitely more prevalent with customers from my store.
What about what Michael had to say? He's not seeing any kind of theft where he is. I'm just going to make a wild guess here. Retail is the most vulnerable. It can happen elsewhere. There are some businesses that are probably not likely to see much theft at all, wouldn't you say?
It might be harder to get away with stealing in an office environment as well. I'm not sure which office he worked at, but, if it's computers or something, it's much harder to take a computer out the door than it is a purse. He did mention a purse. That's probably more employees stealing from employees.
Right.
And that's a little bit more rare.
And most of us have had our lunches stolen at one time or another. A technical question here. If I pick something up in a retail store and I try to just walk out with it, an alarm sounds, unless it's been scanned and the process goes through the process of having the whatever signal that was built into it removed or muted. I don't know exactly how that works. But how then is an employee going to get something out the front door of the store without making the alarm go off?
Well, what you're referring to is an EAS tag, electronic monitoring system, and those systems can be taken off by employees. At the store that I worked at, the electronics manager had a EAS remover. It's a key fob, and every cashier has one. And if you have a friend that just wants to take it off and you're buddy-buddy with them, then the alarms won't go off. And not everything has one of those tags. We prioritize things that are small that have high value, fragrances, video games, Blu-rays, televisions, things like that. So if you just walk up with a piece of candy and walk out, there ain't no alarm that's going to go off.
What about you said that you once tested having hidden cameras look over the food aisles at a Shopko. You were checking to see if employees stole food. What did you find out?
Well, I noticed a lot of wrappers, and when I say a lot, I mean a lot, like bags that were just opened, and someone was very hungry. So I decided to overnight put in a camera above it, a hidden camera, and that camera alone, I caught four people stealing, and all four of them were fired. And I actually had more of them, but there was a $10 limit at the store that I worked at, so you had to steal $10 before you were basically fired.
Are stores hiring and training the right employees for the job, or can work thieves be anyone?
Well, I think, like I told you before, the hiring process is very important. But to your question, yeah, I mean, anybody has the potential to steal.
Well, when you catch somebody in the act of stealing or afterward, what do they say is their reason for taking something?
Times are rough at home. I thought I would only do it once, but then it became addicting. A lot of people have a sob story as to why they are taking the items, but it's usually they're not paid enough, or they weren't treated well by the whole management staff as a whole, or they were leaving soon and they thought they could get away with it, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What should employers do if they find one of their employees is stealing at work? Is theft an automatically fireable offense in every case?
I believe so. You are untrustworthy, and if you're stealing from your employer, what else are you doing? Are you skimming the clock? Are you taking lunches that are an hour long? You know, mistakes happen, but when it comes to theft and all that, there really shouldn't be any second chances.
Kristen from Madison couldn't stay with us, but she asked if people are stealing things out of necessity, like baby formula, could higher wages help reduce workplace theft?
It could, and baby formula actually is on the national list for top stolen items, so she's right. There are some items stolen out of necessity, that is for sure. I'm not 100% sure if, you know, like $12 an hour for a seasonal employee is going to fix that. It could. I guess we'd have to see. I'm not sure that they could afford to pay a seasonal employee $12 an hour either.
Mm-hmm. Well, when someone steals from their place of work, how does this impact a company financially?
Significantly. So that forklift that I told you about was $15,000. And there's probably at the store that I worked at, I mean, the one that I worked at already wasn't making a profit. So that means that through the course of sales, we are not creating a profit. So anything that's stolen just makes that line go down even more. And the shrink becomes unbelievable. And that's part of the reason why that store was closed first.
The forklift incidents, was the manager trying to steal the forklift or just didn't know how to run it?
He just did not know how to run it correctly.
Shouldn't have been on it.
And he's the one that was certifying other people to use the forklift.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
You can imagine how that might spiral out of control.
Yeah, let's quickly take a call from Karen in Weyerhaeuser. Karen, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to share a story that helps to kind of support some of the information your guest has shared. I was a manager for a large Midwest farm and home store for almost 20 years, and we had an employee that was very dear friends with the owner, the big owner, and come to find out after 30 years of service, for 30 years she had been towel and toilet paper and anything else she could fit in her lunch pail every day. And who would suspect her lunch pail? It was oblong. She could fit paper towel, et cetera, in it. And she was quietly fired. And people would say, well, what does it matter? It's just a roll of paper towel. But you have to think about that over the course of a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of money, and it comes to the person's integrity, as to your guest is saying, what else might be happening?
It
was a bad situation.
Little things add up. Karen, thanks for the call. So, Ryan, what are some ways that employers can prevent theft in the workplace?
Hire competent LP. I mean, just like anybody else, you can have LP or loss prevention that are lazy or not very good at their job. The camera system has to be adequate. So if you put a camera in a place, like for instance, the camera you talked about, the snack one, before that was there, I had no coverage. I had no idea what was going on. All I knew is that things were being stolen. So you do have to have adequate camera placement. And I would encourage management participation to do the same types of jobs as the employees do. I'm not saying they should do it every day, but it kind of builds that camaraderie. It kind of builds a level of trust and empathy. And if they're around and they're having a decent time while they're working and you create a good work environment, I do believe that will decrease theft.
Okay. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Ryan Sanchez is a former loss prevention leader at Shopko. Coming up next, the news. Then, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll discuss what's happening in Washington and how that impacts us here in Wisconsin. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.